Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
In 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5, we have that well-known text about faith overcoming the world. It is well enough known that songs have been written about it, and one of them is probably familiar to most of you. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. The language is actually military language. It's talking about spiritual warfare. It's talking about conflict. It's talking about battles that Christians must wage, not in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm. It is telling us that there are forces that are marshaled against us as God's people, that are determined to destroy our soul, if that were possible, and if not, to render us ineffective as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, or to keep the military language going, as a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible uses that kind of language fairly often, the military language, and that too is reflected in our hymnody. Onward Christian soldiers, for example, marching as to war. And there are many texts in the New Testament that support that concept. That is just one of many different metaphors that are used to try to help us understand what our Christian life is like. And one of the things we need to understand is that it is a battle. It is not a picnic. It is a battle. We are engaged in warfare, but we have some promises. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, that is a text that we are looking at on this Tuesday, December 18, and we can teach God's Word on this station because of the financial help that some of our radio listeners share with us. If you're considering doing that, we would be very, very grateful indeed. Our text breaks down basically into three parts, which starts with a statement of assurance. Assurance of victory. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. It follows that up with a statement concerning the means of victory. How do we win this battle? And we learn this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And finally, in verse 5, we have the identity of the victors. Who are the ones who overcome the world? And that it tells us, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Now that's a text in a nutshell, but let's go back and take a look at it quickly. First of all, assurance of victory, which actually we introduced on the broadcast yesterday. But again, verse 4 opens by saying, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. We do struggle. We struggle with sin within us, which probably is our biggest enemy. We struggle with the desire to obey the commandments of God, but the challenge in doing so because of remaining sin from our Adamic nature. We struggle with personal conflicts with people in our lives. We struggle with the opposition of the world, and this world is no friend of grace to help us on to God. We struggle. And yet, there is a promise of victory, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. The emphasis is not on me and my strength and my zeal and my skill in overcoming the world, but the emphasis is upon God and who He is and what He is doing. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And the promise is a sure promise because God's power is superior to anything that can oppose us in this world, whether within us or outside of us, whether seen or unseen, whether in the material physical world that we are able to perceive because of our five senses or because of the spiritual conflict that's going on in the unseen world with Satan and his minions, his demons. But no matter what the problem is, no matter what the opposition is, there is a power that is greater than all of these things, and that power is vested in the people of God. The power is the power of God. God is all-powerful. God is omnipotent. God is the one who is superior to every other force in this universe which He created. And He has promised that whatever is born of God, or to put it this way, whatever originates with God, overcomes the world. Whatever. Whoever. Whatever. It's a general statement. And whatever originates with God is stronger than the world. Whatever God empowers overcomes the world. And so God's children are overcomers because of the power of God, not because of the power of me. And so the promise is that God's children will overcome sin. The promise is not that we will never sin, that we will never stumble, that we will never fail, but the promise is that ultimately we will overcome sin, because whatever is born of God overcomes the world. We will also overcome false teaching. The promise is not that we will never be influenced by false teaching, that we will never in any way or any part come under the sway of false teaching, at least temporarily in our lives. That's not the promise, but the promise is that ultimately God's children will overcome false teaching, certainly any teaching that would jeopardize our soul and our eternal welfare. This is a promise that God's children will overcome any antipathy we have to the commands of God. We've already learned that for the child of God, His commandments are not burdensome. And it goes right on to say, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And I think I told you on the broadcast yesterday that the world here is to be understood as anything that opposes God and His word. And so that certainly involves the antipathy that some of us have in part to God's commands. No true child of God will be totally hostile to the commands of God, as an unregenerate person is. But God's children still have that remaining Adamic flesh that makes us reluctant sometimes to eagerly obey every command of God, because some of them, frankly, do not please us, and we wish sometimes that they weren't there, but there they are. And are we going to be overcome by our reluctance to obey God's commands? No. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and the world is anything that opposes God and His word. So that is even the impulses within us that are opposed to God and His word, which means that God's children will overcome any antipathy, any hesitation they have to obey God's commands. Ultimately, they will. Not in every individual case along life's way, but ultimately they will. In fact, progressive sanctification, which is the work of God's Spirit within the life of all of God's true children, is the work that makes us more Christ-like, more submissive, more obedient, more receptive to the commandments of God as we go along the narrow way that is our Christian sojourn. We are increasingly more holy. We don't become completely holy until we get to heaven, but we are increasingly so as we grow in grace and knowledge. That's progressive sanctification. We are increasingly more Christ-like. That is God's purpose. He is conforming us into the image of His Son, and we will become increasingly more Christ-like as we move along in our Christian sojourn and as we are getting closer and closer to our heavenly destination. So the sins that plague us in our youth become weaker as we grow older. The sins that would trip us up and would destroy us if it were not for the power of God within us are going to become less and less effective as barriers and as challenges in our life as we continue to grow in grace and knowledge. And God's Spirit within us guarantees that whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and that means we are going to grow in our understanding of God's will and in our obedience to His will. This means we are, by the grace of God, going to overcome the world's downward pull, and the world is trying to pull us down. The world, remember, the world is anything that opposes God and His Word, and there are a lot of things that fit into that category, so we're just lumping them all together and calling them the world. But the world is trying to drag God's people down, to drag us back, to drag us back into the world, to drag us back into the kingdom of darkness, to drag us back into the realm from which we were rescued when Christ saved us. The world is always trying to pull us down. The world delights to trip up Christians. The world delights to see Christians fall and fail. The world delights to find someone that they think is a hypocrite who's not living up to their Christian profession because that makes them feel better about their sin and themselves. And they would like to convince themselves that there really isn't anything substantial to Christianity and that Christians are really no different from what they are as an unconverted person, and that they really don't have to pay attention to the claims of the gospel. And so there is an effort on the part of unconverted people, as well as an effort on the part of Satan and his demons, to pull God's people down, to make them fall, to cause them to be less committed to Christ and to His cause. And dear friends, if it were up to me, I would succumb to these many, many efforts. How can I ever overcome all of that? I'll tell you how. Our text tells us how. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And God's children are overcomers all the way to the end, all the way to the bedside of death, where we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But even there, because we are God's children and are overcomers, we will fear no evil. Unbelievers are pulled down to destruction. They are gradually overcome. God's children are overcomers. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. That's the assurance of victory. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.